At first, people just thought he was sleeping when they spotted him leaning up against the seawall in his fancy suit. But they soon realized he wasn't breathing. His identity remained a riddle for 74 years, but now one family says they know who he is. Well, and actually, another family says that no, they know who he is. Who do you believe? This is the story of Somerton Man, the mysterious stranger found on an Australian beach in 1948. Hi friends, I'm Katie, and this is Katie Does Crime. Thank you for joining me for the first time if you're new here. I'm a Midwesterner who now lives in New York City, putting my writing degree to use by researching true crime cases that interest me, and hopefully you. And hello to the usual rapscallions and reprobates. Please consider subscribing or joining me on Patreon if you'd like to hear more true crime stories. I remember watching videos about this case years ago on the Lord and Arts and the Australian Broadcasting Corporation YouTube channels back in 2021 before I even started my own channel. And then I was just in awe when the mystery was supposedly solved shortly after. I'm not sure I looked too deeply into it, though. But at KelseyGehrig5353 has been asking me to cover the case in her comments to me, and you know I love a recommendation. In case you haven't heard of the Somerton Man, he was found on Somerton Park Beach near Adelaide, Australia in 1948. It was December 1st when some young men riding horses on the beach early in the morning found his body propped up against the seawall, dressed in a nice brown suit and polished new shoes. At first they thought he was just sleeping. People did that on the beach sometimes. But when they circled back, they realized he wasn't breathing. He had reddish brown hair that was going a little gray and blue-gray eyes. He was around 40 years old, close to 6 feet tall, and very fit. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can see a recreation that a VR specialist made of what he would have looked like while alive. But no one knew who he was, and he wasn't carrying any ID. He did have a train ticket in his pocket, though. And the following month, a suitcase left in the Adelaide Railroad Station luggage room was discovered and thought to belong to the man. A kind of thread not sold in Australia was inside, and the same kind of thread had been used to mend the man's pants. All of the clothes in the suitcase had their labels torn off for some reason. One tailor said the man's jacket and a coat found in the suitcase looked like they were made in the United States. But when the man's fingerprints were sent to the FBI, there was no match. Some of the clothes in the suitcase had the name Keane written on them, spelled with and without the E at the end. But that didn't help. All they really knew about him was that his spleen was strikingly enlarged and he had internal bleeding. A doctor said he had died of heart failure due to poisoning. Somerton Man remained a complete mystery for months, and then things actually got more mysterious. It turns out he had a little hidden pocket in his pants, and there was a little piece of paper in it. It had Persian words printed on it that translated to the end or finished. Police put out a call for someone to come forward if they had the book it was torn from. And a local man did respond, saying that a book of ancient poetry had been left in the back of his car just before Somerton Man was found, close to where he was found. The poems inside were about living life to the fullest, without regret. The book had a couple of phone numbers and handwritten letters in the back that made as little sense as everything else had. People thought maybe it was a code of some sort, that the man could be a Cold War spy, but no one could decode it. At least the police could figure out who one of the phone numbers belonged to, though. Her name was Jessica Ellen Thompson, but she went by Jo. She was a single 27-year-old nursing student with a 16-month-old son. And she lived, I mean, just impossibly close to the beach where Somerton Man's body was found. The police showed her a plaster cast of his head and shoulders, what they call a death mask, in July 1949. She admitted that she once had a copy of that same book of ancient poetry, and apparently she reacted somewhere between horrified and strangely, depending on which source you believe. Some say she almost fainted when she was shown the cast, but also, maybe who wouldn't? It's a cast of a dead body. Jo said she didn't know the man and she refused to help the police in any way. So the mystery continued. By 2018, Professor Derek Abbott from the University of Adelaide had been researching and investigating the Somerton Man case for over 20 years. The rumor was that Jo Thompson, despite saying she didn't know the man, actually had a son with him. She supposedly once told a friend that she was grateful to her husband for marrying her when she had a child with another man. To the professor, this son, ballet dancer Robin Thompson, looked like Somerton Man. He thought maybe the man was there to visit his son before he died, and Joe didn't admit to their relationship because she wanted to cover up their past together and move on with her new life. Joe died in 2007, and her son Robin died in 2009 before anything could be confirmed. But Joe's daughter said in 2013 that she thought Joe had known the man found on the beach so many years ago. The professor reached out to Robin's daughter, whom he'd had with another ballet dancer, to discuss the case. She said their first meeting was rather interesting because he was transfixed by her ears and teeth. Somerton Man had unusual teeth where his canines had grown right next to his front teeth, and the upper hollow of his ear was bigger than the lower part. Both of these things are extremely rare, and Joe's son Robin had both of them. I didn't even notice the teeth thing at first, but if you're watching on YouTube, you can see that Robin is missing the teeth right next to his front teeth and just has his incisors there. But despite the weird first date, the professor and Joe's granddaughter fell instantly in love, and he proposed the second time they met. They married and now have 3 kids. The professor had been given around 50 hairs found embedded in the Somerton Man's death mask, and he submitted them to university scientists for genetic testing. But all that could be determined at the time was that the man had European roots on his mom's side. But I think this marriage that potentially made him a relative of Somerton Man lit a fire under the professor. So he lobbied the government to help exhume the man's body, and they agreed, citing the intense public interest. In May 2021, the man was exhumed and put inside a new coffin to be transported for DNA analysis. The crew used a wooden spatula and a brush to dig his bones from the ground. One thing that I found interesting is that he was buried on top of 2 other people because the cemetery had a clause that when someone's lease on the land runs out, they can basically reuse it for other bodies. Sounds cozy. There was some fear that the embalming fluid used 70-plus years ago would have broken down the DNA, but apparently it didn't matter. In 2022, the professor said that those hairs from the death mask had finally proven his identity. The mystery of Somerton Man had been solved. DNA and genetic genealogy showed that the man was Carl Webb, who went by Charles. The youngest of 6, he was born in a suburb of Melbourne, Australia, in 1905. His father was German but had moved to Australia, married a woman in 1892, and opened a bakery. Webb worked in the bakery before becoming an electrical engineer. He married a woman named Dorothy Jean Robertson in October 1941, and they lived together until 1946. They separated in September, and Webb dropped off the map the following year. The professor who had been researching Somerton Man and a genetic genealogist had developed a family tree made up of 4,000 people. They found that one of the men on it, Carl Charles Webb, didn't have a date of death. So they whittled the tree down to cousins on both sides of the family, got DNA samples, and matched that DNA to the Somerton Man's to be sure, 43-year-old Charles Webb. There's no known photo of Webb later in life, just a record of when his wife Dorothy filed for divorce in 1951 because he had disappeared. She had been living in South Australia, 89 miles northeast of where Somerton Man's body was found on that beach. Maybe he came to find her. Webb liked poetry and was known to write his own, which may explain the bit of the poetry book found in his pocket. And Webb was known to bet on horses, so there's speculation that the quote-unquote code found written in the back of the poetry book corresponded to horses' names. Webb played football in school and had a brother-in-law named Gerald Thomas Keene, which explains the clothes labeled Keene in his suitcase. Keene's nephew had served in World War II and had some American possessions like U.S. coins when he died in the war. So the theory is that Keene got the American code as a hand-me-down from his nephew and passed it on to the Somerton Man. Webb's wife said in her divorce documents that he was a quiet man who would be in bed by 7 p.m. every night, but that his quiet wasn't always pleasant. She said he could turn sullen and rude and sometimes refuse to even speak to her. In January 1946, he told her they might not be suited to each other at all, and then he disappeared. Webb's father, mother, and brother all died within the span of 1939 to 1947, meaning he went through a lot just before his death in 1948. So it's now believed that he may have poisoned himself to end his suffering. He reportedly tried to actually end his life once before with ether, but his wife found him and cared for him, and when he was well again, he yelled at her for it. I guess maybe the most interesting thing about this case is that Joe Thompson seemingly has nothing to do with Charles Webb, even though she reacted dramatically when shown his death mask, even though she said she also owned a copy of that book of poetry, even despite the link between Webb's teeth and Joe Thompson's son's teeth. One researcher believes that Joe and Webb could have had an affair before she was married, back when she was still Joe Harkness. He thinks Webb could have thought her baby was his, even if he wasn't, and was visiting her before he died. He doesn't think the methods used to test the DNA were very sound, so maybe there's a chance Joe's son was his. Or maybe Webb and Joe's son really just happened to be in the 1 or 2% of people who have unusual ears and teeth. Joe's granddaughter says she doesn't mind in the end that she's not technically related to the Somerton man. She says, "It was never about proving I was related to Mr. S. It was always about assisting him in being able to reclaim his identity." As for her husband, the professor, he says it's just a relief knowing the truth. The end. Or is it? In September 2023, someone left flowers and a note on a sculpture at Somerton Park Beach saying, "Happy birthday to the real Somerton man, Carl Josef Halbun." His family says they have evidence that he was an Austrian communist, a spy, and the actual Somerton man. They say Halbun looks like Somerton man, while Webb doesn't match the photos. I would argue that since we don't really have any photos of Webb later in life, there's no way to know if he matches the photos or not. And if you're watching this on YouTube, you'll have to tell me if you think Halbun resembles Somerton man, because I don't. But the family's lawyer says they contacted the local coroner and are making a TV documentary with their evidence, so I look forward to hearing more. But enough people have said that their dad or their uncle was the Zodiac killer that I don't hold my breath about these things. It's like with Joe Thompson's daughter saying her mom definitely knew the Somerton man. I would like a little proof. Thank you. So, assuming that the University of Adelaide and Professor Derek Abbott's DNA evidence is sound and Charles Webb is the Somerton man, I just have one question. Why did none of Webb's family ever identify the body found on the beach? Why did Webb's wife, who filed for divorce from him because he was missing, never come forward and say, "Oh, yep, there he is"? This was a really, really famous case, and there was never a point when anyone recognized their son or brother. That part seems strange to me. But hey, maybe these people aren't internet nerds like I am. Officials in Australia haven't confirmed Carl Charles Webb as Somerton man in the 2 years since the professor released his findings, so there's still a chance there's more to discover. Thank you for tuning into my podcast episode. I'm just a true crime fan like you are, and I really appreciate you taking a chance on me. Please subscribe and tell a friend if you like spending this time together. You can also find me on YouTube in the flesh by searching Katie Does Crime.